Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wonderful verse. Profound, simple, and explains a lot of where we are in our world today. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, we are living in a very secular society. Some people describe it now as a post-church or a post-Christian society. And I suppose there's merit in using those terms, but the reality is that the fear of God has departed from our nation by and large. And with the departure of the fear of God, wisdom has gone out of the window. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but the absence of the fear of God is the beginning of stupidity. People do the stupidest of things nowadays, don't they? We live in a world where there's a lot of education, a lot of schools, a lot of universities. People have got their degrees and we boast now in our science and their discovery. But the reality is we're living in a world where people don't seem to have a lot of wisdom. We make choices without thinking about the consequences. We live for today without thinking about tomorrow. We live in a certain way and we don't think about its impact upon others and on society at large. We bring children into the world without much thought. And we're living in a world where there's certainly a lack of wisdom. And I believe it's because the fear of God has gone. There's been a lot of talk recently about global warming, about climate change and how best to combat that. And one of the things that's going to influence life here in Northern Ireland is restricting the amount of cattle that people are allowed to own because cows produce methane. And I think it's a bit strange. There's been talk as well about giving cows masks to wear to reduce methane. And yet we think of some of the great nations of the world like China and the pollutions that they cause. And then sending rockets up to into space and probes onto Mars and satellites and all of the things that are being sent up through the Earth's atmosphere and the fuel that is burned. And then they blame the farmer for owning a few cows. Doesn't seem to me to be a lot of thought or a lot of wisdom that goes into some of these things. And then the simple building blocks of society are now undermined as well. We're told a little child in the womb isn't really a life at all, doesn't really matter, it's just a flesh tissue and life doesn't begin until birth and so on and so forth, and therefore it lies within us to terminate that child's life in the womb. I don't think there's a lot of wisdom in that. And then the escalating rise in gender identity. Used to be that it was taken for granted for centuries, for millennium, that there were two genders, male and female. Now you can choose which one you want to be. And if you're not happy with either of those, there are dozens more beside. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But the absence of the fear of God, that's whenever wisdom goes out the window. Thankfully today we have the Word of God, the Bible. The Bible is our best instruction before leaving earth. And can I appeal to you today to consider the Word of God, to lift the Bible for yourself and read it. Discover who God is. The Bible says that even in the Church of Jesus Christ, that God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence of all that are about Him. And whenever we have the right respect and honour and fear of God in our lives, then we don't need to really fear anything else. We're living in a world where people are so afraid nowadays. And sometimes that's because of the absence of the fear of God. Maybe by nature you're a very fearful person. It's because you don't know Christ. And because you don't know Christ, you don't know the purpose of life. And because you don't know the purpose of life, you don't really know yourself. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. God's servant James says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not. And may God be pleased today to grant us this reverential fear of God, the respect that is due His name, and let's come before the Lord with reverence and with godly fear and endeavour to get back to God, because who knows where we will be if we keep going the way we're going and we keep rejecting the things of God. May God bless you, and we'll see you again very soon.